Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Screen Dive. Lights, camera, listen. From 20th Century Fox comes Screen Dive, a brand new podcast that takes you behind the scenes of some of the legendary studio's most beloved films. Take a trip down memory lane with the filmmakers and contributors behind favorites like The Sandbox, Young Frankenstein, Devil Wears Prada, Super Troopers, and Planet of the Apes. There's something for everyone. Subscribe now to Screen Dive and get started on your journey into the Fox filmography.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My, that's not where you respond. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the American Comedy Company down underground in downtown San Diego. All right, we're doing it, you guys. This is awesome. This is a great turnout. Normally, I do a show on the night before Thanksgiving every year, but this year we're changing it up. It's Saturday, November 17th, 2018, and I can always count on a lot of good name tags here in Sweet Home San Diego. So let's see what we've got. We've got... Vanilla Sal?
Sai.
Your name is Sai?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry that I said Sal, because that's a name and Sai is not. What about, what's this Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? What does it say?
It's Pains, Gains, and Donnie-mobiles.
Pains, Gains, and Donnie-mobiles. This is a full-on Wahlberg thing.
Maybe.
Wahlberg jokes. You know, that guy retired from the show a long time ago. I know, it's sad, but, you know, new things rise from the things that go away. What's this one say?
Nichols.
Oh, because of the movie Holes. Nichols. Come on, you guys. That's a good name tag, and she's in the front row. There's a bunch more back there that I can't possibly see, but I'm sure my guests will give you all equal consideration. Thank you for your efforts. Doug plugs New York and Los Angeles. The tradition continues. Two nights of 12 Guests of Christmas on two coasts. 12 Guests East Coast edition is at the Gramercy Theater, New York City, November 25 and 26th at 8 p.m. And then 12 Guests West Coast is at Largo in Los Angeles, December 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m. For deets on these shows and more, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Oh, no. We've awoken Eddie.
With your heart and your belief, I come to life.
What? It's true. You guys believe in Eddie, so he...
Hi, Doug.
He comes to life every time. What other comedy shows do they do here at American Comedy Company, Eddie, where, you know, you come to life? Is there any other comedians that really bring in a crowd that conjures you?
No.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one.
I'm the only time you... Because people probably don't refer to you... You know, they probably don't look to you and respect you and call you by your actual name.
Nope, they just act like I'm not even here.
Now, Eddie, let me ask you this. How do you feel about the fact that, I mean, I called you, I just guessed that your name was Eddie, and I guess I was right because you respond to it. But how do you feel about the fact that the NRA has a friendly gun eagle called Eddie?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry if this is the first time you're hearing about it.
It is the first time.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm breaking this news to you.
Wait, the NRA has an eagle named Ed?
Eddie?
Full on Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie.
The only thing that could stop a bad eagle with a gun is a good eagle named me.
Well, let's find an eagle named me because your name is Eddie.
Damn it.
But thanks for coming to life once again. And
you got it.
You know, if you have anything to say at all, you know, during the show, feel free to jump in.
Be nice to each other.
Do you have... Oh, that's...
I wanted to say.
That sounds like something you should say at the end. And also, I should look in the direction of where you are.
It helps.
How about Thanksgiving? You got big Thanksgiving plans, Eddie?
Oh, no. You know what? I don't tend to partake in holidays where animals are killed, specifically birds. Although I hate fucking turkeys.
So what? Thanksgiving, Christmas, and that's it, right?
Nobody, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, none of the rest of them are bird killers.
I don't like hot wing contests.
I don't like them either. All right, so we'll check in with you again later, Eddie.
All right.
And let me show you guys what I brought for the prize bag. This is pretty exciting. I'm going to bring the biggest item out. Oh, shit, it fell down. I had to bring this. Oh, by the way, this bag that I brought it in is from a place called Raw Sushi R.A. in Austin, Texas, and it's really good. It's really good. But I brought... You know, I stay at the hotel that I stay at here in San Diego quite a bit. So they gave me a bottle of Callaway Cellar Selections Vintage 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon. So, yeah. So, you know, if you're into wine or getting drunk, that should do the job. And then... this is a fanny pack I got in Tempe, Arizona at Spinelli's Pizza. If you're at Spinelli's Pizza, try the pepperoni knots and thank me later. I brought some magazines from different places I've been to because they have them in the hotel room. Phoenix Magazine. Spinelli's is in Tempe, but that's close by. And then... Oh, shit, here's another magazine. I'm more excited about this one for reasons you'll figure out in a second. Austin magazine. I was just in Austin doing shows with Kill Tony and Master Pancake, and I'm excited to say they'll be back in Austin on December 29th doing a Doug Loves Movies at 420 at Cap City Comedy Club, and then on New Year's Eve I'm doing two stand-up shows with lots of great stand-ups from the Austin area, also at Cap City. And also in the prize bag, some stickers that say Doug Loves Movies, plus all the stuff brought by my three guests today, who are all regulars on the program, and we're going to have a very nice time. Again, it's all men. You know that's how I like it. Please give a big warm welcome to Todd Glass, Kevin Kraft, and Dan Van Kirk.
Wow. Look at us. Where do you want me? Where do you want me? Doug?
You have a place. Sit wherever you want, Todd.
You sit right next to Doug.
Sounds good.
No offense.
Yeah, that worked. Doing? That worked out great. I'm glad we worked out the seating.
Wow.
And we're ready to get going. Let's meet these dudes individually, starting with the man directly to my left. You know him from the Jason Ellis program on Faction Talk 103 on Sirius XM. To the listeners, I'm not reading that off a piece of paper. My trying to remember it voice sounds like I'm reading it. It's Kevin Kraft, everybody.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me, Doug. It's an honor to be back. You're a great American.
Oh, well, thank you for... oh, there. Speaking of great Americans, Eddie's on hand, so don't be scared when he comes like that.
I'm very excited to finally meet Eddie for the first time. I didn't realize...
Pleasure.
Wow, he's got a shockingly large penis. Well, good for you, Eddie.
We don't need to point it out, but I'm blessed.
It's even more alarming that it's a human man penis. It's not like a bird penis. It's a man penis.
Well,
very shocking to see.
I can't be entirely perfect.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've established that Eddie is part bird and part man because he can't be perfect. Thank you, Kevin,
Songs
for that.
About hot dogs.
And thank you for being here. And let's also say hello to headlining this weekend here at the American Comedy Co., the ACC, as some of my hipster comedy friends refer to it. It's Todd Glass!
What? Shut the fuck up. Wow.
Sorry to interrupt your part of the show, Todd, but... I forgot to mention that I'm also putting in the prize bag a button that says Stitcher on it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty important. Dog. That's why I jumped in right there. Because it's pretty special, unique item going in the bag.
Eddie getting pictures over there. How you doing, Eddie?
That's a different Eddie.
Wait, what are you talking about?
That's a different Eddie.
What do you mean? What's the other Eddie?
The one you're talking to. I'm not taking pictures. I just want the listener at home to know I'm not a picture taker. I'm not a creep.
Oh, your name's Eddie, too?
I don't take pictures without asking. That's a creep move.
Are you Eddie, too?
Yeah, I'm Eddie the E.
So why don't we call him E1 or you E1 and him E2?
I'm definitely E1.
All right. Thanks for being here, Todd. We also have...
You told me play
We're
along with the crow bit.
It's not a crow bit.
A hawk.
You motherfucker! Call
hawk.
Me a crow?
Hawk. Evil.
Oh,
there's evil.
Oh, okay. Oh, Doug, I'm sorry to yell at your prop comic friend.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, he's not a prop.
What?
Name one prop.
He's not a prop.
Oh, he's got a whole band on stage.
He has a band. He has a band. That's
not a prop.
He's getting propped up by that brand.
You're a shitty pigeon.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're a dirty. You're not even a pigeon.
Come over here. Rub your face against my talons that can't move.
All Yeah, Todd, you're just brave because he can't attack you. He's just a drawing.
Yeah, well, of course.
What?
You can't attack anybody because then he'll drop that sign that says the American
what
Comedy
What are you implying?
Company.
That if it was a real eagle talking to me, I would run away?
I swear to God, my head's melting right now.
He's
what
a
are you
real
saying?
Eagle.
I'm not real.
Eddie's real, Todd.
Motherfucker calls me a crow.
Jeremy Hunts.
Also joining us today.
Hello.
Not you anymore. Moving on to Dan Van Kirk.
Hello.
Sorry about that, Dan. All that back and forth with Eddie
really
cut into your time.
I'll wait.
Eddie should apologize to you.
Eddie, I would have accepted an apology.
You don't deserve one.
See, you're hopped up.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Eddie?
And it's him. I thought it was me. I thought, was I being argumentative?
He's got that big dick energy.
Yeah. All day, every day.
Well, nonetheless, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for
coming down and leaving dumb people town to be here.
Happy to do it.
And very extremely popular podcast. And you're doing live episodes of it some in front of audiences?
Yes, we are. On December 10th, Monday, we'll be doing the 100th Dumb People Town at the Largo Theater in Los Angeles, California.
Oh. Heard of it.
Yeah. Will Forte will be our guest, and it'll be a lot of fun. And then we're doing Sketchfest, too, on January 11th. We'll be on that Friday.
Yeah, I'm there on the 12th and the 13th.
Ooh, obviously, nice. Now might not be a good time, but I think it's good to throw some love. Obviously, sorry to hear about the Sklar brothers both dying. So I'm
whoa,
sorry.
What?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear? Oh, shit.
I'm the king of Dumb People Town.
I thought that would be
funny.
Well,
that is both of you.
Oh, maybe you believe
Todd
it.
Was weird saying that, and Dan's response was weird.
Because I don't want it to be real.
I just think it's fine. You know what? Because you thought I was serious. I apologize. You don't know. Like, it's so absurd. Like, I think, would I really bring it up now? But yeah, maybe. You're thinking, yeah, you would, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't bring it up. Well, I might. But you would have to know they were dead for me to bring it up. And they're not dead. They're fine.
They're fine and alive, and I hope they stay
there. Aren't you in a better mood now?
Yep.
You're like, oh, they're alive. You don't even give a shit. You're just fucking with me. You don't care.
I did hear that they're in a small plane right now with some musicians, so we're going to have to keep checking in and finding out whether or not the Sklars are alive or not, because anything could happen at this point. There's a storm in the
Northeast. Their mom has their phone, so tweet at her and tell her you loved her kids. Sorry, they're dead. If you do that, the Sklar brothers are going to fucking love it. Like, I'm not doing this because I don't like them. If you were them and people started tweeting you, sorry to hear you're dead, you wouldn't be going, well, who the fuck did something? That's what happens in the comedy community. I always tell people Rory Scovel's dead. And I go, tweet at his mom. She has his phone. And then the next morning he wakes up. Why are all these people saying, sorry, your son's dead? You do the same shit and you know it. The weird shit you do. Oh, how about if I found out?
You tell people to tweet at their parents.
Different version. You know it. You get the joke. Or you just say, hey, their family has the phone, so if you want to tweet some love at them.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. What the fuck? Why don't I shut the fuck up?
Thank you to all my guests for being here.
Sorry about the Sklars dying.
They're not... They're probably not dead. Chances are really good they're not dead, but we will look into it. Dan, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought something that I can only do. Well, I guess I could do it somewhere else, but nobody would be as happy. I brought a $25 gift certificate to CoinOp. Yeah. I love that place. So I want other people to be able to love it as well.
It's catty corner. You step out of here and there's the double deuce. Just don't even look twice. And then...
No, that's the only look twice.
I think they have good food,
too. Just double the deuce and then go catty corner. It's not one of those lights where you can go through the diagonally. So wait. You know what I mean?
Take a scooter.
Do it properly. Yeah. Yeah. Get on a lime.
It's going to be hard to find one in San
Diego. Get on a lime or a bird or a razor.
Or a wind. There's wind ones.
Wind?
Yes. Now there's ones with seats that are doing some launch promotion.
That's just nature wind that pushes you around.
They make cars now.
No.
You get them, you just check them out. With the thing.
What do you have for the prize bag, Dan Van Kirk?
Oh, you know what? I've got something that you can only bring here. I guess I could bring it somewhere else, too, but it, people wouldn't be able to use it as well. So
I
love
forgot,
this place.
I forgot
I
you said all that shit. Just pass it down.
Coin op.
Just pass it down.
I love it. I hope that you know,
I wanted to give Coin Op another mention.
Now, when you go there, it's Caddy Corner from here.
All right, all right.
I heard look, the food's
very
good.
Funny.
Don't
it's
look
very
twice
funny.
At the Double Deuce. You know what? Okay. Take a scooter all there.
Right. All right.
You know
great
they have
job.
Cars
great.
Now.
Yeah, they have
that's
cars.
Good.
Yeah, they
great
have
job,
cars.
Guys.
Yeah, you take the car. Oh, and okay,
I get it. I get it.
There are three people listening to this show that think they're losing their minds.
You did the whole thing.
Anyway,
yeah, we're good.
I brought a gift certificate.
You can't say there wasn't more last time. You can't make it go longer. So, Dan, what did you bring for the prize bag?
I brought a place that I love. You can only do this here. I guess you could do it somewhere else, but other places they wouldn't be able to use it. I brought a $25
Todd!
Gift
certificate.
That's your hosting ability.
Todd, please
this is
stop
one,
it.
It's a free download for a song about hot dogs. It's a new podcast. It's the first official spin-off from the Todd Glass Show. It's called Songs About Hot Dogs with John Byrne Wagner, so that's free. So I just thought, who's coming to the show tonight? I really did think of something like they would get home. I imagine a lot of you smoke pot, but you would like it would be good for you to have. It's mostly it's all food. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was gonna get vanilla. I was gonna get vanilla ice cream. Just do me a favor if you win this. Get vanilla ice cream. Go home. Fill it up a little, you know, in a bowl of this, and then put the vanilla ice cream on top. And it's fucking it's stupid. It's really good. It's fucking better than you think it's gonna be. Okay,
oh,
so
I think it's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah.
it better murder me.
Also,
because I'm thinking it's gonna be close to that.
It is. It's really good. Any cereal's good. So vanilla Oreos. Now you might have never had them, and you might not think. I think you'll be like, I actually like them. The other ones are too chocolatey.
Crack them open. Let me try one.
You serious?
Yeah.
I'm not saying the others are too chocolatey for real, by the way. But these, they
just give me one of those motherfuckers. I'm gonna fucking eat it.
Oh, wait, it's theirs, though.
What do you mean?
Okay.
They'll be fine with you. And while you're at it, lick everyone.
How do I
pull one out.
I thought these were double stuff. Fuck.
They're all regular right. stuff?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right, there you go.
I think I had one of these once before. I don't think they're great.
That's good. That's a fucking church cookie
thank
right
you.
There.
What is that even?
Like a church cookie?
Just clean?
Yeah, it's very
bland. No, the
it's
cookies
very
they
bland,
give after
Todd.
Church. This
super
is very
bland.
Like, yeah, like little kids and grandmas love
how
this
how about
show.
In church? In the in the Catholic Church, they had told all the little kids, don't play with their penises. And right. then, but they're basically going, oh, we'll take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, after I told that joke, I purposely looked into my bag. I knew it would make it funny. Like, oh, that? That didn't, though. Anyway. God, I can't even blame the crowd because you're so perfect. So every time it goes bad, I can't get over my, overly criticize myself, so you'll forgive me. These are chocolate chip, just add water, not even an egg or anything. You could figure it out, so. No, it's hard. I made pancakes 3 weeks ago. I was like, everybody's made such a big deal about it my whole life. Oh, you want, it's easy. Anyway. It's like, what the fuck? My parents, oh, you want pancakes? I added water to this shit, and I fucking fried it. It was, hot cocoa, of course. And by the way, if you want to show up at anybody's house, and it's not expensive, bring two of these, or two boxes of apple cider, and a sleeve of cups. You basically show up, go, yeah, I got 20 things of hot chocolate. People like it. Okay. And it's easy, and it's cheap. You just show up. Be appropriate. Don't show up to a fancy dinner with it. But if you're going to a party, people go, hey, there's some hot chocolate in the kitchen, 20 cups, you know what I mean?
Very fancy.
Okay, mac and cheese.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Okay, it's done. And then
are they spirals?
I did think of two last things. I really thought of this. I pictured someone going back to someone's house, and they're all eating it, but one person's just trying to be sort of healthy. Everyone else is all right with just, but someone's like, fuck. So I got, almonds. No, not even any salt. Just if you're like, fuck.
Almonds.
Almonds. Almonds. Did I say it wrong? Sorry, my
almonds.
Father was dead. He died right after he had me. Just people are like, wait, why does that have to do? He said almonds wrong, and I always did it to honor him.
And I swear, I thought then, maybe
Tic Tacs
if you need them, and that's it. Oh, and another song's about hot dogs. Just
use your microphone voice.
Oh yeah, sorry about the microphone. Sorry in the back.
The back is the listeners.
In the back of the room. Oh, well, they're not here. Sorry in the back and the listeners. The listeners hear you. All right, thank you for helping me, by the way.
Oh, you got it.
All right, so there you go.
All that stuff, Todd, I mean, maybe the best contribution to the prize bank this year.
Thank you.
He paused like I was being sarcastic.
I think you're up to something.
No, it's really good. Don't you think it's really good, you guys?
I tried to put thought into it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to just go out and buy a bunch of shit, you did the best of that genre. Yeah.
How dare you?
Kevin, what do you got?
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow.
That's why I made a big deal out of it, so that, you know, you could just basically come up with anything.
Well, I've got
everyone
this...
will be fine.
I've got this bottle of water.
A
so
bottle
you can
of Fiji water?
Yeah. That way you can make Todd's mac and cheese, hot cocoa, and cookies. So that completes that.
That's could good. Say Thank he's you. Part of the mac and cheese and part of the cookies, because without this water, you don't want to put your fucking shitty spigot water in there. You put some clean water in there.
It's going to taste so fancy.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
I do not like the expression shitty spigot water.
It feels problematic.
It's got a weird twang to it.
Seriously, it was my grandmother's nickname in college, and they wouldn't tell me why.
Really?
None of my family would tell me
really?
Why.
Really?
No, no, no.
I just called her SSW.
Yeah. You could find her in every room, and it was easy to turn her on.
Right. Why you?
And that is how you get...
No, no, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Shit.
I love all of you.
Oh, man. How do you feel about Get It Done, Eddie?
I like it. Any time where people cheer together, it makes me happy.
All right. I thought you'd be behind. I thought you'd be all right with it.
I'm what trying else? To calm down.
What else do you have, Kevin?
I don't know if we have any gamers in the house tonight. All right, cool. We got a couple. I got this Amiibo Charizard. He's a Pokemon. So that's in there. It's getting a little cold, so I've got this World of Warcraft knit cap.
Oh, nice.
And Nightmare Before Christmas socks.
Oh, I think I might hang on to those.
I've got some Puminati stickers for my podcast, Mad Scientist Party Hour. And then this comic, it's a big trade, Ultimate Galactus Trilogy.
Hell yeah.
I don't really care for that, so you guys can have it. And that's about it.
All right.
That's what I got.
Nice plug for Ultimate Galactus.
Yeah.
They're going to probably move a few units, but yeah, you give me all that stuff. Oh, did I get all Todd's stuff too?
Here's Todd's food.
Yeah. But great job, everybody, bringing up. Oh, don't forget the water.
What did you get?
I brought a... this is a place I love here in San Diego. It's, I guess you could get it other places too,
really?
But they wouldn't be able to use it. It's a $25 gift certificate to CoinOp. Yeah. Yeah, because I love that place, and I want other people to be able to love it, too.
I heard they have good food.
They do have good food. It's actually Catty Corner.
I thought it was called Quan OP.
So should they just go ahead and double stuff Pop-Tarts, or are they going to fucking, like, how long are they going to wait to do that? It's going to work.
Fuck, that's
They've
a
never
good
double
idea.
Stuffed one thing on the fucking planet that people didn't like. Double icing, double shit inside. Fucking do it, right? Right? I'm right. If you think I'm wrong, you know nothing. You should know that. Anyone that's gone, he's fucking right. If you think, hey, it wouldn't work, you shouldn't be in marketing. End of story.
Let's go, Pop-Tarts. Double stuff it.
At least double ice it.
I need it. Oh, yeah.
Ah.
How about double ice it and less crust it?
Thank you.
Double icing, no crust.
I always meant double icing from the beginning, but I said double stuffed, and that's not what I meant.
Either way.
It could have double stuff in there, too. I would be
double icing, double the stuff. Kellogg's, yeah. Pop-Tarts.
I said all the words wrong to cover up the first time I said it. You people are great. I really have a... Do you want to sleep over?
Dan.
Yep.
Van.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk.
Yes.
What was the last movie you saw?
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I know, right?
How'd
you
that
know what, though? If you
how'd
ever
that happen?
It, what's that?
How'd that happen?
HBO.
By yourself?
Yep. Yeah. You know what, though? It's a little... It's a little problematic.
Flynn. It is?
Yeah.
Why?
There's multiple times in the movie where someone is offended that Val Kilmer's character is gay. Like, they keep saying things like, look, what's wrong with you? You hang around with gay men? And they say that, and you're like, well, I don't remember this being there, and I'm not totally okay with it. Yeah, it happens like 3 or 4 times in the movie.
Yeah, but how old's that movie?
2005.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Still doesn't feel good.
Well, it was rough even at the time because I think that was part of the idea was that they were unnecessarily rough.
Okay.
Because doesn't the gay character end up being pretty awesome?
Gay Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so he turns out to be great.
Didn't feel great.
Yeah. You know. All right. Something else you want to tell us, Dan?
I think that covers it.
Okay. Todd?
Well, yeah. No, what's
no,
up?
No, I wasn't asking you to just agree with what Dan just said.
No, I thought I was trying to be get along.
I was, you know, same question for you.
Yeah, same question.
Did you see a movie recently?
Yes,
I know
did.
This is a tough
I did.
Question.
No, I did. And I thought on the way here, it's every time I think, remember, you're going to do the show, so just go see a movie. And I think, how many times can you say that before people go, no, you perp. So I saw the Mr. Rogers movie, and I was, because I knew. So it was great. It was everything you think it is. Go realize how good we can be as a species. It's fucking amazing. If you maybe, think you're going to love it, you're really going to love it.
Maybe documentaries are your thing.
Oh, was that a documentary? Oh, it was. But they call it a movie. I saw it at the movies, so I guess that's technically a movie. That's what a friend of mine said. He's a lawyer.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that it seems like you might be more...
I can follow it a little
like
easier.
Like have more of a patience for it because it's a lot of... it's kind of constant information and it's not made up by somebody.
Right. And I do like movies too, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to look like I'm just going to go see documentaries.
Okay. All right, we'll see how much you love movies when we get to the trivia questions.
All I can do is my best.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
No, I know.
But we'll still have a good time. That's the important thing. Kevin, what's the last movie you saw?
I saw Mune, Guardian of the Moon. You ever hear of that shit?
Nope.
Yeah, I saw
what
it on Netflix.
What is that shit?
It's like some weird CG movie.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was like, it's like a French movie that got ported over into English.
You watched it beginning to end?
Yes.
Mune, Guardian of the Moon?
Yes, it streams on Netflix. It's really weird, but weed makes it awesome.
Is a lot of pretty colors. Seen that? Not yet. It's in his queue.
Well, I did watch it after I got home from seeing Widows, which was dope.
You liked Widows?
Awesome.
Because that's not out yet, right? Or
no,
just came out?
Just came out.
Okay.
But it was sick.
Yeah, people are saying that like at the Toronto Film Festival or some shit, people were blown away by it. Because it looks melodramatic. It doesn't look like it should be taken seriously, but apparently everybody really commits to it.
Yeah, it kicks ass. It's got its funny parts. It's not like a straight up action movie. The trailer makes it look a little actiony.
Right.
But it's very enjoyable. It starts with a very jarring scene. A
lot of strong actors.
Yeah, it starts with Liam Neeson in bed with Viola Davis.
Spoiler alert.
And
I'm in. I used to play the Viola and drive a Nissan. Tell us more.
Liam Neeson eats her face.
What?
They're married, and okay. he goes in for All a kiss, right. and his mouth goes nose to chin. And just...
Okay, but she survives.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I do that to dogs.
Sounded like a...
You know, they're so...
Sound like a zombie movie or something.
It's unsettling.
Eats her face.
Everybody in the theater was laughing, and it was not meant All right, as a
well,
comedic moment.
You know.
It starts strong, is what I'm saying.
He doesn't, you know, Liam doesn't get a lot of love scenes, so he, you know.
That might have been his first time making
probably
out.
Probably was a little overzealous.
He looked very excited.
All right. Lately, I've been trying to write down what the last movie I saw was so I can play along, but I didn't. I did see the first episode of The Marvelous Ms. Maisel, and yeah, people love it, and I did enjoy it, so I'm gonna watch episode 2, and I'll get back to you guys on Doug Loves TV. But now it's time to say turn it off, Bert, and let the games begin! We got some name tags. People made some name tags. You guys have to pick who you'd like to play for on behalf of by physically grabbing a name tag.
There's so many.
And bringing it back to your seat. Can we get the house lights up a little bit?
Hold on.
And, Todd's fumbling around.
No,
he's good. I take it back. He's not fumbling. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's show is brought to you in part by StarTalk. In a world filled with fake news, flat earthers, and conspiracy theorists, what's a thinking person like you supposed to do? Think like a skeptic, of course. On last week's episode of Star Talk, All Stars, neuroscientist and host Heather Berlin, PhD, and her comic co-host Ari Shaffir investigate the importance of skepticism and the power of evidence-based thinking. To help us separate fact from fiction, Heather and Ari are joined in studio by guests Cara Santamaria and Dr. Stephen Novella, two of the hosts of the popular weekly science podcast, The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. If you're worried about the growing tide of anti-intellectualism and the devaluation of experts and facts, which we're seeing all around us, tune in for a show filled with science and skepticism. Remember, trust no one, question authority, and listen to Star Talk All Stars to get the rigorous scientific thinking you're desperate to hear. That's Star Talk All Stars. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts and make sure to subscribe. Today's show is also brought to you by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed by going to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DLM to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice.
All right, we're back.
Scatty Corner.
We just got back, Todd. That was all during a commercial break.
Oh, was that really?
Yeah.
That's a good way.
Yeah. I just wanted to warn you that all that great comedy you did during there won't be in the show. Dan?
Yeah.
Who'd you get?
Suetta Hot American Summer. Right? Suetta? And it's got a whole bunch of people on it, including you, Jen Kirkman, Jeff Tate. There's tons of great people on it. Mr. Todd Glass is on this
really?
Poster.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You know what? Give me that one, sir. Come get it. This is horrible. You're lucky I'm lazy.
You're not on
There's
that one,
There's so
Todd?
Many better ones behind you. You have no idea. I felt bad. They knew it, too. They're like, he picks that one? I did. So always remember.
So you're not on that one, Todd?
No, but he seemed like a nice guy.
I said, pick one that you're on.
I know, but I walked by that guy after you said that, and he went, look, look, look. And I went, I'm not on it. But I didn't want to go, I'm not on it, because I look like a dick. I'm not on it. Like, who the fuck am I? Oh, I'm not on it. I don't want it. So I took it. And then the people behind me go, I fucking took the time to put you on it. But that guy was like, oh, I have disease. That's what he told me. He whispered it to me. He goes,
who was it?
He goes, I have a disease.
He said that to you?
Yeah. So I felt bad. I'm like, oh, let me have it. Let me have it. I got you. I said, I got you, champ.
You tried to do one thing nice.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Do we know that he doesn't?
No, I hope so. I hope you're fine, though.
So you pick somebody because you have a strong feeling that you're going to win for them?
Right. Yeah, you're not winning, but thanks for the poster. You're right. Every time I think that person's getting it, but they're not. But this is his poster. Is this yours? Yeah. Is there meaning behind this?
It's the movie Get Out. He changed it to Brett Out.
Oh, okay.
Because his name is Brett.
I like it. You know what? I'm glad I picked you. Fuck.
It looks like it's the Korean poster. That might be what's throwing you off.
Who's sitting in the chair?
That's the guy from the movie Get Out.
And what's his name?
Yeah, Duba Duba Dabe.
Duba Duba Dabe.
That's racist. I'm sure that's racist.
You just said it. What do you fuck? I didn't.
No, you repeated it wrong. All right, so Todd's playing for Brett. Who are you playing for, Kevin?
Is it Daniel Aluelio? Is that close? No? Damn it.
I'm playing for Nichols.
We talked about that. Instead of Holes, it's Nichols.
The Shia LaBeouf joint. Yeah.
Yeah. He was just at the show in L.A. a couple nights ago or last week. Somebody in the audience did a selfie to prove that he was there.
Was he well behaved?
I didn't find. Yeah, he was great. I didn't find out till later. I heard he enjoyed it. I heard he thought it was. He didn't understand what was happening. but he.
I hear he says that a lot.
He thought it was. Yeah, I didn't understand what was happening, but I thought it was fun. It's probably what he says about most things. But but that's, you know, we don't get celebrity reviews very often, so I'm going to run with it. So where's Nichole at?
Hello. Hey, she's right Nichole. In the front. I'm very lazy.
All right. Well, congratulations, Nichole, because. You know, it's going to be a tight competition, but that's Kevin's my choice to win today.
No pressure.
Yeah. Mine too.
I think he might win too.
Yeah, I think we're all. I think we all. If we could put money on it.
And his grandmother's here, and it would be a nice thing for her to be able to see.
I wonder who does Eddie back in this race.
Well, I'm currently backing everybody.
That's a good eagle.
Get it?
Yeah, but he's behind
us. Literally backing
us. He's behind us, so he's backing all of us. But which one would you pick in this competition?
Probably go Todd. I like an underdog.
No. All right, good luck with that. Because here we go. This first game we're going to play. What's the matter, Todd?
I saw another movie, and I can't remember what it is, but it doesn't matter.
That's so funny. The first game is name another movie you've seen.
I'd like to back Todd as well. I think Todd's going to win.
No, Todd, we're going to play a game. I'm doing Douglas Movies in Austin, Texas at Cap City Comedy on Saturday, December 29th at 4:20. So I want to play a game that came out of Austin, Texas. It's called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game, a.k.a. Talking Talkies. I am going to start listing off the things at the top of someone's IMDb page under Best Known For. Usually there's four titles. Sometimes they're not movies, but it's just projects that an entertainer is known for. When you think you know who it is, buzz in with your own name, and then I will go to you, and you will answer. And if you get it right, you can get bonus points. Todd, are you losing interest in these rules? Is You get bonus points for naming additional movies or TV projects or whatever's that person was in. Negative one if you jump in and get it wrong. So be cautious in your play. All right, so you're buzzing in with your own name, Todd. I don't know why I'm telling you that. You'll probably just hang out. Dan and Kevin, you know who you are. Here we go. The first title and this person's best known for is a film called Rebound. Anybody think they know who that might be? No questions. No questions.
Didn't the dog play basketball?
Todd, use your microphone voice.
Sorry.
And no questions.
Oh.
Okay. It was not about a basketball playing dog. All right, you guys ready for the second credit in this person's best known for? It was something called Todd Glass Talks About Stuff.
Okay, Kevin?
Kevin, who is it?
Todd Glass.
That is correct.
Oh, I knew I heard of the movie. It was a horrible experience. I had a little, well, it ended up a little part. Because I played a coach and I didn't, oh, the whole, I'm sick every day. Every day I had to.
Wait, you played a coach and had a little part in Todd Glass Talks About Stuff?
No, that's when I knew it was me. I'm not, but the other one, I was a referee and I had to throw a basketball. I was nervous. They acted like it wasn't a big deal. They don't tell you, like, they go, oh, yeah, just throw the ball up in the air and hit it with the bat. I go, I was like, what the fuck? They think, I can't do that. So the guy's like, it doesn't matter if you're bad. I go, I won't even be bad. Like, you're gonna eat up the time of the day. So boom. So they just took it out. But that's why. And the other one, I had to throw a basketball, and that was Rebound. I thought there was a dog in there, to be honest.
All right, I was so Todd, you just got, I mean, Kevin just got 1 point.
Yeah, wow, fuck.
For guessing that it was Todd Glass. And do you have two more guesses for Todd's top four? So you can get bonus points now, Todd, if he can name two more Todd Glass projects. I'm going to write down just 1 point.
That's crazy. Did you guess that I was going to not get that? Because how?
I had a feeling you might not remember the name of a movie that you were in.
Well, I did remember it. I did say it sounded familiar, so that's something.
I think you asked if it had a dog.
There's another movie with the dog, I'm telling you. It's
Air Bud.
Yes. It's the same poster.
Okay, so Kevin, do you have any other Todd Glass projects come to mind?
Ready Player One and The King's Speech.
Oh, terrific guesses. Todd, what do you think's in your top four?
Maybe it's Netflix or Tosh.0, maybe. Why would that be funny? No, seriously, someone tell me. I don't want to wait till after. My friends are here. They'll tell me afterwards. They'll be like, because when you said that, they said that. And then I'll go, oh.
But I think just your uncertainty with your own catalog.
I love
my friends will tell me. They're here.
Oh, yeah.
And they will tell me what you said.
That is right. He said,
whether you tell me or not.
He said they're laughing because I'm uncomfortable with my own catalog. Although I thought, yeah, up to then I get it with Rebound. That's weird. But as soon as you said name two others, you're trying to not think of two other things you've done, but there would be in the top four. So I went, that's why I said it. Yeah. So I think, am I right? If I'm right, I'm going to take a swing at you.
Why?
Because you're in there, because something happened.
I think you'll be fine with the results, and don't get on Dan's case.
I'm not.
He's got gasoline to pump.
Right.
For the listener at home, I look like a guy who pumps gasoline.
What are we doing? What is happening? What is happening? Okay, Todd's coma.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing you did. And then another thing you did called Comedy Gumbo.
Now, that I don't remember.
It sounds delicious.
Todd's Coma was a show where I was in a coma, and I thought that would be good to just be in a show in a coma. I said it jokingly one day, like 15 years ago. I just been in a show in a coma. I don't want to remember lines. It's very hard for me. I just lay in bed and be in a coma. I'd be happy. Then we actually end up selling the show to Happy Madison, and we shot a pilot. But then I realized, oh, I had to shoot the dream sequences. So that was a pain in the ass. I didn't.
Yeah,
think,
he
I
had to be alive in the dream
right,
sequences.
Because in the dream sequence, so people would be, oh, you just get to lay in a bed. I go, that's what I thought, but no.
That story reminds me, I'd like another drink.
Ooh, so
could
would I.
Could I please have a more
liquor.
Tito's and soda, a.k.a. liquor? Do you, what would you like, Todd?
That one in that tin cup looks really good.
Mule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Copper cup?
Copper, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't even know her.
Wow. How the restraint he had to not do that until now
made it worth it.
It was pretty fantastic.
Fucking awesome.
That's what you get if you come to my show. All the guys in the band have them and it works.
All right, let's play the next round. Just say your own name when you think you know. The first and the best known for is Howard Stern on Demand.
Kevin.
Who is it, Kevin?
Is it Kevin Kraft?
Yes, it's Kevin Kraft. So now you get three guesses for more shit that you've are best known for.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Do you look at it ever?
I've looked at it just because I'm shocked that it exists. And it really is quite a bummer. I've only done like PA work, so I think probably
it's
Brody
Stevens.
It's anything
you'd get a credit on. Okay, what?
Brody Stevens, Comedy Central show.
Full title?
Brody Stevens, Enjoy It.
Okay.
Or Enjoy It, Brody Stevens.
Okay, two more.
The Burn with Jeff Ross.
One more.
I don't know. I've only done three things, I think.
Something called a Very Tight Place.
Okay. That was a student film. I did for a Howard Stern intern when I worked there.
Okay. All right, but you got those other...
I got a credit for that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And those other two were right, so you're up to 4 points. I think you're going to run away with this game, but we got one more round. One more round. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. The first best known for is, and thank you for the cocktail, American Comedy Company, tip the wait staff. The first title is DVK starring Daniel Van Kirk. Daniel, what do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
Daniel Van Kirk.
All right, yes. That's good for 1 point.
Oh, why didn't I guess that?
Yeah, that's good for 1 point, but they don't list any other things in your best known for.
Perfect. Trying to keep it that way.
So we're done here, and Kevin is our winner. I mean, that is unfair in a nutshell, what I just did.
I know, that's a very hollow victory that I sweeped my own IMDb page.
Super hollow.
Have you ever done that before?
Done what?
Where you just give your own IMDb? Oh, you never played that. You never. Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
Am I gonna have to hire an editor for this episode?
I'll pay.
Sometimes you're saying it. Do I usually do it with the people's own credits?
Yes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
It's always fun because people don't know. People don't know what they've done.
Unless you've done three things.
Yeah.
Or one.
Yeah. If you've done something called Brody Stevens Enjoy It, you're going to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Brody coffee.
And yes.
I got an IMDb credit.
You got it.
You're just jealous I can take my mother out to lunch and pay for half.
Tarzana.
Know it. Take Barham. Yes.
You guys, if you knew Brody Stevens, you'd be losing it right now. Because we are all nailing it! All right, this next game is called... This is a brand new game suggested by somebody on Twitter whose name I forgot. He'll write out. He'll write to me probably and say, "Hey, it was me." It's called Hit the Sack, and Kevin gets to go first. Then we'll go to Daniel, then to Todd. And the idea is, I'm gonna name a movie, and you tell me if it's got Joan Cusack, John Cusack, or both. Yeah. And if you don't get it right, we go to the next person. And if that third person doesn't get it right, they're not paying attention. It's a great way to pick up points by paying attention. So we'll start with Kevin. John, Joan, or both? Grandview, USA.
Never heard of that. I'll say Joan.
Incorrect. Dan.
I'm going to go John.
Incorrect. Todd.
Both.
That is correct.
Feels good.
Or as I like to say it, Shia LaBeouf. All right, here comes the next one. Great job, Todd. You're on the board with 1 point.
Can I go last every time, or is that unfair?
We'll see how it shakes out. Okay. Well, you know, the order might change, but we're starting with Kevin again, then Dan, and then you. Kevin, John, Joan, or both? Class.
I have not heard of that.
There is a movie called Class.
So I will say...
Joan, John, both.
Joan.
Joan?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Ah, fuck!
Dan.
I'm going to go John.
Incorrect. Todd.
For the listener at home, Todd dropped the mic
both.
Before answering.
This isn't the good one.
Yeah, get rid of that goddamn whistle.
Both. God, all I right. could. You could fucking win, buddy. I'm going to really pay attention.
All right.
Both.
All right, Todd's got 2 points.
Am I winning?
Way to go, dude.
We're back.
Thank you.
We're back to Kevin.
The only time I ever won anything was a pumpkin guessing contest in fourth grade. But I spent
Did you have to say, yes, that's a pumpkin?
Or did you sweep with both?
Is that a pumpkin or isn't, Todd? It is. You win. They did it just for me to...
Is that a pumpkin, gourd, or both?
All right. Kevin... Joan, John, or both? We're talking Cusacks if you're just joining us. War, Inc.
I've not heard of that.
That's a movie. That's a movie, apparently. Nobody on the panel knows this movie.
Therefore, I will say both. Both.
Final both answer. Is correct.
Yeah!
Starting with Dan on this next one.
Okay.
The film classic. Hold up your boom boxes, everybody. It's Say Anything, ...
I'm going to go John.
Incorrect. Todd. Now, Todd.
Joan.
Incorrect.
Why? Did I fuck up? What did I do? Did you
Kevin.
Say Joan?
Kevin. Kevin. What is it, Kevin? Say it, Kevin.
I'm going to go with both.
Both is correct.
Hey!
I he just tried to tell me what happened, but I really don't know. Did you say it in the intro?
What?
You said this is the one where John holds the thing up. He just told, okay. Yeah, well, I didn't know what that meant. I just was saying it.
No, you're doing great, Todd. You're tied for first.
Well, there you go. Where's my applause then? Wow, you people, I let you down. Fuck.
Dan gets to go first on this next one.
Okay.
In this game, I'll do this all night. 16 candles. Joan, John, both. JJHB.
Are you ready? John.
Incorrect. Am Todd, I you
both.
Got this. You got this. What?
Both.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Have you been paying attention?
I just have a feeling. Both. Final answer.
You know how this works.
Oh, it's not. You're making me nervous.
That is correct.
Hey! Look at that, dude! Look at that!
That's right.
They love you.
Knew it.
You knew it, and they love you for it.
You're going to be eating some fucking Oreos. Half a box. We got Adam.
All right, we're back to Kevin. Gross Point Blank. John, Joan, both.
Both?
That's what the audience member said. And that is correct.
Yeah!
Kevin, that's really nice of Joan to get her big brother all that work.
Really is nice.
Or maybe she's older, I don't know.
Start with you, Dan.
Okay.
Cradle Will Rock.
Joan.
Incorrect. Todd.
Wow. Okay, Cradle Will Rock. I don't know the movie either. You don't have a lot to go on.
John or both?
Hold on. Don't buzz me out until you tell me you're going to do it.
John or both?
Okay, what's the movie? Cradle?
Cradle Will Rock.
You got this, man.
Joan.
I said John or both, and you said Joan.
Oh, I made
it. It was a goof.
I fucked up. He said Joan.
He was just goofing. He was just goofing.
I know he said Joan.
Joan is already taken.
No, come on. I still have to guess. Please.
All right. He was just goofing.
I still have to guess.
He was just goofing.
Okay, so Joan is both or Joan. Both or Joan.
He was just goofing.
John or both. John or both.
Give me 2 seconds.
John or both. John.
John.
Incorrect. Kevin.
Put your thinking cap on.
Both.
Both is correct, and Kevin is our winner.
To the people who knew what I was trying to do in that game, I love you.
You tried.
I did try.
Yeah. No, it was cool. I'm surprised Eddie didn't call you out on it. What, Eddie? What?
I just did a little cuckoo. That's it.
Just a little one?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
You know, we just
I can't help
that.
It, Doug. If somebody's doing it to me, I gotta do it back.
How hard could ventriloquism be? I never did it before, and I can do that. Okay, look, everybody, look how hard it is. Oh, yeah. I never, ever did it before. I know you see my mouth moving a little bit, but that's pretty fucking good, you know? And these guys make a big fucking deal about it. I say, go fuck yourself, because this isn't that hard. Oh, hello, look at me. I'm a ventriloquist.
Hey, Todd, is this your version of playing along?
No.
Sorry about that, Eddie.
That's okay.
Some people don't believe in you.
Well, those people suck. Hi.
They're mostly gas station attendants.
Fair enough.
Let's play Last Man Stanton. Todd, this is a game we've played before where we get the name of an actor or actress.
and we take turns naming movies that person was in. I like to play along because I don't know what the name is going to be. And if you can't think of one, you're out, but you have a lifeline. Todd, who are you playing on behalf of today?
Brett?
Brett.
Brett,
where
out.
Where you at, Brett?
Oh, and he's my lifeline?
He's your lifeline.
Cool.
He's your teammate.
Great.
For the entire game. Just to give you a chance.
Don't let me down.
Dan and Kevin are strong competitors. I'm sure they don't mind. So, Brett, Brett, could you come up here?
Oh.
Yeah.
Guys, let's hear it for him. He's got a disease, but he's still trying hard.
Please, folks.
So brave.
Could you jump
when
over?
I said, could you come up here, I meant, could you figure out how to?
He is great
there
at mazes.
There you go. Yeah, go through that door, around that corner, up here. Thanks for coming up on stage.
Where does he go?
Brett's going to stand right behind you or next to you. Okay. He's going to whisper in your ear like Jiminy Cricket.
How you doing?
With tremendous advice to get you through this game. Hand him the mic for a second there, Todd. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
Excellent.
Where are you from?
San Diego.
Which part? Yeah, I thought so. what do you do there? What's your job?
Oh, I work in hotels.
Motels?
Hotels.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I did want to do that. Holiday Inn. All right. So, thanks for being here. Thanks for being selected. Thanks for helping Todd. Just whisper in his ear as his turns come up, and hopefully you guys will prevail.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, my money.
I won't ask you unless I need it.
My money's still on Kevin. But hotel people do watch a lot of movies. It's free.
They also know the movies you watch.
Yeah. Where is Bredicus 130? God damn it.
He's behind Todd.
For the listeners at home, we have taken a hard turn in the plot here.
This happens, strangely, it happens a lot. Like, people that end up on stage or whose name takes on stage are also the ones that I end up picking for suggesting a name for Last Man Standing. So I think this is going to give Todd and Brent an extra level of advantage that I'm excited about. I really want Tom to go home. Todd to go home with the trophy. So,
he goes home with it.
Because also Brett is going to actually win the prizes if he pulls this off. So
I could probably use help.
So pass the mic to Brett, Todd. And Brett, tell us the name of the actor or actress that we're going to play today that will give you an extreme advantage.
I'm suddenly feeling really on the spot.
Because you didn't have a name in mind? You wrote to me on Twitter.
Absolutely.
Say your name, bro.
So say that name, or was it a name you thought that'll be tough for you?
No, but it's just I'm suddenly here under the lights, and it's...
Oh, my God, the lights change everything. I can't believe I'm still conscious.
I'll make this quick. Did the name you throw out isn't the one you want to do because it's hard? You throw, that'll be a fun one no one knows?
No, I'm just saying that...
What was your suggestion going to be? Had one in mind.
Steve Buscemi.
That's what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
And now you kind of want to pull it back because you feel like you and Todd aren't going to know a lot of Steve Buscemi?
I'm just saying things are looking a little different.
I think he was bullshitting about being nervous under the lights. He was trying to stall. Oh, I'm so nervous.
I like Steve Buscemi not only as an actor and a person, but as a subject for this game. I think it's going to be exciting. Daniel and Kevin still have their lifelines.
Sure.
Yeah, and who did I say is going to start us off? Who won that last thing?
Kevin.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You did. All
right.
So you're going to go
Steve
first.
Steve Buscemi.
Then we'll go Todd, Dan, then me, the films of Buscemi.
Big Lebowski.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Todd and Brett. Todd needs help already.
Oh, go ahead, help. What? He goes, go ahead. Like, he's trying to play it on
me. Do you
me.
Know? Do you know any?
No, you. If I know it, I'd say it right away.
Yeah, he's trying to let you fly and be free, Todd, but you got nothing.
No, I don't. I'm sure I know a movie he's been in, but not off the top
of
my
head. Oh, yeah. You're
going
to be like, oh, yeah, that guy and that thing.
Yeah, anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Like in Big Lebowski.
I just did try. I don't mean to yell at you. I'm such a nice guy. Then I yell at you because you're not listening.
But he has
Thank
to,
you very much. You know what? Actually, forget it. I don't need your
Oh,
help.
You thought of one?
I thought of one. I'm thinking, what am I listening to this fucking guy for? Big Daddy.
Yes, Big Daddy.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Yes, very good. Daniel?
Fargo.
Fargo, yes. Yeah. Wood chipper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say...
A wood chipper.
I'm going to go with... I was just watching it on Stars in my hotel room. Grown Ups.
Ooh.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi ends up in a cast that makes him do this pose for the latter part of the movie.
Yeah.
Grown Ups. Kevin.
Oh, Mr. Deeds.
Mm-hmm.
He's got silly eyes in that.
I got one.
He does have silly eyes. Todd has another one. You don't need Brett yet?
No, I don't. No, on the last one he did help me. But on this one, I hope I say it right.
Oh, shit.
Is it Billy Madison?
Yeah.
He was in Billy Madison.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't he? He was the guy who
I think
he was crossing out the name of the person he was going to kill.
He's got silly eyes
in
that
one. We've established he's in Adam Sandler movies.
He doesn't have to be in is he in everyone?
No, that's part of the fun.
That's why it was still good that I guessed.
You did guess good. Dan?
Con Air.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your mouth.
Funniest pedophile in the history of cinema.
So good.
That is weird. I'm going to go Mr. Pink, Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, you guys are all finished. Kevin?
I'll go to Nicole. Use the lifeline early.
I like it. It's good. It's good strategy, use your lifeline early.
Yeah.
What do you got, Nicole? He was in Transformers, The Lost Night, she says.
The Last Night.
Last Night, sorry.
Sure.
Can't
he
believe
totally
it.
Was.
It sounds legit to me. I'm a,
yeah,
me too.
Me too.
I'm going to take it. We'll talk to the corrections department on Monday. But I feel good about it. I feel that Kevin deserves to advance. Thank you, Nicole. Todd?
Well, I don't know if he was in this, Adams. Grumpy Holiday?
Wait.
Yeah,
wait, what's happening? Are you answering without consulting with Brett?
I knew that wasn't
You one. Should run this shit by Brett. Because it's Brett.
All right,
Brett's
I was just
life is on the line.
I wanted to see if anyone would be, oh, it sounds like a movie.
I wish they'd, you know, they both died, but Matthau
Pulp
and
Falk. Fiction.
Matthau and Lemon in
Pulp Fiction.
Grumpy Holiday. I'd watch that. You're going Pulp Fiction for Buscemi?
Yeah, final answer.
What? Who does he play in that, Todd?
Come on. Everybody knows.
If you had to guess, though.
I'm trying to think of it. Jesus, Buddy Holiday, I think, if I remember. God, stop whispering.
He plays a guy dressed up as Buddy Holly
in
Jackrabbit Slims. I think that's what it's
are
called.
Are you telling me?
Hmm?
Are you? Yeah, you're telling me?
Yeah, no, you don't... There's nothing on the line right now. We're just talking.
Oh, okay. But Buddy Holly.
Do you
Holiday.
Know what they call a Big Mac in France?
No.
You don't?
Big Mac, I think.
Nope.
Oh, no, double. I remember it from the movie, but I don't remember.
No, maybe it's a Whopper. It's a Royale with cheese.
Oh, Royale with cheese. Whoa, it sounds fancier, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
I'm exhausted.
What do you got, Dan?
The Wedding Singer. Oh. No thanks to you, Pop.
Wedding Singer, that's good. Oh, here's a film that he was in and directed, but I'm not going to give myself an extra point. Trees Lounge.
Ooh.
One person applauding back there because they are a drunk person that likes movies about drunk people. Kevin.
How about Grown Ups 2?
Was he?
Did he break his silly arms again?
I don't know. I'm not positive. Is he in Grown Ups 2?
I think he broke his legs.
They say he is. That's enough. Yeah.
He broke his legs and he was stuck like this.
Oh, he broke his legs as well.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
And he was stuck in a V.
Yeah,
leg.
They've got to humiliate him further.
I got a question and I have a question and an answer.
Oh, terrific.
Was there a Grown Ups 3?
What?
Was there a Grown Ups 3?
No. There's going to be.
Okay, he's in that.
I can't. What, he's gonna be in a head cast. Like,
well,
what more can
just
they do?
Accept it as I'm right, and then if it's wrong, I'll give whatever I get back.
No, you got to give us a movie that's already happened.
Oh, shh! Jesus Christ!
Brett's helping you out.
He keeps asking me. He goes, "You think I can hang out with Doug after the show?" And I'm trying to. the death of Stalin, I think. Yeah, the death of Stalin.
The death of Stalin. Good job.
Yeah.
Dan.
Suetta, what do you got? Nice call. Armageddon.
Armageddon. The other
Thank
hilarious movie
solid.
Where he played
Get
a child
him.
Molester.
I don't even know her.
Oh, I just thought of one. Ghost World.
Mm.
Ghost World. Mm. Kevin?
Ghost World. Is he in Jackie Brown?
Why?
What?
Tarantino?
Do you already use your lifeline?
I already did.
All right, then I'm sorry to say that you're out.
Oh, man.
He's not in Jackie B, right? Yeah.
I have this weird mental block with Steve Buscemi where he's always just Nucky Thompson. I can't think of anything but Boardwalk Empire. It really.
Right, and Boardwalk Empire doesn't count as a movie.
I know.
It was a TV series.
Yeah.
But great job getting this far.
Thank you.
Yeah. Todd. Oh, wait, let's have some applause for Kevin.
I came in last. Yes.
Have a great San Diego Thanksgiving.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, right? You got peeps here watching you today?
I do. My Nana is here.
Your Nana?
She is, yeah.
Where is she? Raise your hand.
She's a pretty cool Nana.
Stand up on your chair.
She is.
She's all right. She's all right. Throw a jewel. Throw a diamond off the end of the ship.
Aw, look. She sold me weed before the show.
She has really good weed.
Okay, so it's Todd's turn.
Okay, so I'm not. I know you said that, but I'm gonna try to guess on my own. Miller's Crossing.
Oh yes, I just thought of that one. That's a good one. Yes, Dan.
Waterboy.
Is he in that one?
I don't know. That was Rob Schneider who said.
Did you use your lifeline already?
No, I haven't. I also brought a gift certificate for the prize bag.
What?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's a place I love here. I guess I could give it somewhere else, but they wouldn't be able to use it there. It's Coin Op. I love that place so much. I want other people to love it, too. It's actually Kettercorn. You want to take a... Just don't look twice at the Double Deuce.
I heard they have good food there.
They do have good food there. You could take a scooter.
You could take a lime or a bird or a...
Wind?
Razor
or a wind?
Caddy corner?
Yeah, they make cars now, too. They put it in just right.
Wait, what was your guess?
It was Waterboy.
Oh, that's right.
Anyone look it
up? You need to go to your lifeline, I think.
Okay. Suetta.
I don't
help me out
I
here.
Don't remember him being in.
She says Armageddon.
She does
yes.
she?
Yes.
Does she also say Con Air?
Yeah. Yes, she does say Con Air.
She's naming movies we've already said. Does she really have nothing else for you besides Armageddon?
What is it? Big Fish.
He's in Big Fish?
I'm going to say that he is.
I love it. I'll go
with
it.
Yeah, he plays the Big Fish.
Oh, okay.
With the silly eyes.
Buscemi and Big Fish. Well, I'm going to go obscure on you guys, and you're going to maybe not believe me, but he was in an indie about making a movie called who's the director, is called Living in Oblivion.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's true. Deep cut from Mr. Benson.
True. I didn't make that up Graham Elwood style. If I did, Leif Garrett would be in it. Todd, what do you and Brett got?
Okay. I'm gonna lose. Can I use my lifeline?
Yeah, it's the guy standing behind you.
I know. What? Barton Fink.
Ooh, very good. Yes.
I thought that was a good one.
Yeah. That was excellent.
Barton Fink? Sounds like a guy who's not too smart.
Fink.
Barton what?
Fink.
Barton Fink.
Fink. Like okay, he, remember Barton. Hugh Fink?
Yeah, of course.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
Nobody knows who he is. So they don't know that we're joking about him being dead. But the Sklar brothers, I just checked in. They're alive.
Oh, thank God.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Dan? I mean, it's Buscemi. He's in everything. Just name a movie.
Fifth Element.
What?
Fifth Element.
Well, he's not in that one.
Damn it.
All right.
Let me think of another one. Maybe. Ooh. Was he in Uncle Nicky? No, no. Who was Nicky? Little Nicky, but he wasn't in that one.
Yeah, I think he was.
He wasn't Little Nicky.
We have a hard yes.
All right, but I got the name wrong. So Todd Glass is our winner.
Whoa!
He did it all on his own. We're going to edit out every mention of some guy named Brett. But hey, Brett, you won the prize bag. Come get your prize bag. Congratulations.
That was a journey.
You won all that stuff, dude.
On the back of your poster,
good
it says
you.
Shit, something shit happened.
A shithead, yeah. Shit. He doesn't get to read it now, but Brett, do you want your poster back, too?
Look. Oh, this
is right there.
Holy shit.
Great job, Brett.
Brett, can I have that poster?
That was some real puppet mastery right there, I got to say. Let's do some plugs. Dan Van Kirk, what do you got coming up, dude?
I just wrapped up the second leg of my tour. I was so great. I was here like a week and a half ago. Thank you for everybody who came out. New dates will be announced soon. So I have three more legs of that tour coming up. So I'll let you guys know all those details. Go to danielvankirk.com to check all that stuff out. And like I said, on December 10th, I will be doing a live Dumb People Town with the also alive Sklar Brothers at the Largo Theater. Will Forte is our guest. That is the 100th episode of Dumb People Town. And then for Sketchfest, on Friday, January 11th at 10:30, we are doing a live Dumb People Town and a stand-up show before that with the Sklar Brothers and myself.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I recommend to people, what day is your Largo show?
It is a Monday.
December 10th?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be there December 2nd and 3rd.
Nice.
So come to one of those shows, you guys, and hide in the restrooms.
Yeah.
Until December 10th. And then check out Dan for free. Thanks for being here, Dan. Todd, what do you got coming up?
So not really till after the new year. You know, I got Helium coming up in Philly in January, and then the Helium in St. Louis. Is that where they have the Arches? And then the Comedy Attic. I don't know. I forgot all my dates, but they're on my website, and there was three of them. And the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, if you're listening out there. Best club in the world.
Just go to toglass.com.
Yeah, comedy at State. Yeah, go to toglass.com. And other than that, my Netflix special, everything else has been okay.
And this is the first time you've won on the show.
I had won once before, I think.
Oh, really?
I thought. Maybe maybe I didn't. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think you did.
If I kept in line with...
I'm pretty sure
but I'm
you
excited.
Didn't.
That's crazy that I mean, all by myself.
Yeah, it's amazing you did it.
It still feels good to even win just like that. Like the time with the pumpkins, I'm not kidding you, I was in second or third grade, I spent $85 guessing the pumpkins. So I guessed every single half a pound increment, and then even in between that, I had to fucking win that big pumpkin in the hallway. It was like a big pumpkin like this. I was stealing money from my dad's wallet just so I could, I would go like a junkie, I would go in there every day, give me 8 tickets, I would guess 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 pound,
And I fucking won. They announced it over the PA system to the whole school. They're like, the winner of the pumpkin get... I was so fucking happy.
That story just pushed your next show back by a few minutes.
All right, good night.
Yeah. Kevin Kraft, what do you got coming up, dude?
You can hear me on the Jason Ellis Show on Sirius XM, channel 103. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm so bad with fucking time math. It's
Wait, it's
the most 2
to
confusing.
5 Pacific, 5 to 8 Eastern.
And then California just voted to get out of daylight savings.
I know,
so
I'm
six
so
months
excited.
Out of the year, I'm going to be even more fucked up on time math. So just go on 103. We have a six-hour block. You'll probably catch it. And then you can also follow me on Instagram at
Kevin
Kraft.
Wait, the time's not gonna, time is going to stay the same. It's just going to not get dark so early.
Well, no, we're going to, because the rest of the channel is still daylight savings time.
Okay.
So they're going to have different times. We have to...
Well, they'll still... Okay.
Or maybe you're right. Maybe nothing
no,
changes.
Things, no, things will shift by an hour. You're right.
I hate time.
As long as it...
It's not on our side. Do not believe that song. All right, but thank you for
being
here. Is this
his?
What are you doing, Todd?
Is that his?
You're oh, giving the guy his name tag back?
No, no, that's. I thought he won all the posters. I'm sorry.
I don't want that one. Was that, who is that one's?
That was Suetta's, over here.
Oh, but you took the thing off the back, right?
You did.
Okay.
By the way, I didn't throw it down in disrespect. I just put it right back where it was.
Yeah, he didn't disrespect
it at
all.
I looked like I was like... Who gets that?
During, what do you mean?
Who gets that poster?
I mean, you could keep it if you wanted to.
No, but isn't he supposed to get it?
Well, he doesn't win Suetta's poster.
Yeah.
He did win a $25 gift certificate to CoinOp.
The person who did make the poster, Todd, can have it back if they want. But sometimes the guests get excited. They're like, I want to keep that. Do you want to keep it?
Yeah, I would like to.
Well, let's
is that
ask
okay?
Her. I should ask. No, you take it. I have too much stuff.
No, ask if it's okay.
I just saw a documentary on minimalism. I can't keep
it. It's a cool poster. Are you on it?
Yeah, that's why I wanted
it.
Yeah, I'll take a picture
neat.
Of it.
Oh, that's a good
I'll
idea.
I'll just remember it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a lazy guy. You know what? Let me just remember it. Oh, yeah. I have a little bit of a boner. There you go.
Whatever you do, just take up as much time as possible with your process. I'm wrapping it up now, Todd. Are you ready for that? Okay. One more time for all of my guests, Dan Van Kirk, Todd Glass, and Kevin Kraft. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Songs about hot dogs.
I'm very happy to announce that I'll be doing a stand-up right here at the American Comedy Company during the holiday taint. That's on Wednesday night, December 26th at 8 o'clock. We'll see you then, Eddie.
You got it, buddy!
And as always, I don't know which one to say first. Look at these.
That one is very one? Vulgar. Yeah.
Say the vulgar one second or first?
Second. Which end
one's
on a stinger.
Which one's more likely to make the audience applaud? Right? That's tough. You think that one? Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Ivy Ann, and then in quotes, cunt bag Abbott is a shithead. I mean, I've never even seen the word cunt bag, and I've never seen it in quotes. Like the person sees an alleged cunt bag. I'm glad all the sponsors in this episode were in the middle and not after all these cunt bags. But I think this will get a round of applause. I really do in this day and age. My student loan is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.